In the last shiur on Chayev Inish Libsume Bipuraya, just to give a little review so we can move on, we quoted the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Rava's statement, which is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch, Kipshuto, the Chayev Inish Libsume Bipuraya Adul Oyota Bein Orer Homon Libaruch Mordechai. How much does a person have to drink in order to reach this Chayev Inish Libesume? And we ask the question of whether or not he has to get drunk to completely lose his ability to think, Adlo Yoda, and whether it's a Chiv Gomor. We started with Rashi. Over there, Masechet Megillah, Rashi indicates that Chayev Libesume Listaker Biyayin. And the Bach opens up by saying that he has to drink a lot until he gets to the point of Adlo Yoda. However, then he quotes a second opinion, and that is Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is quoted in the Ran. And the whole issue here between Rabbeinu Ephraim and those who disagree with him, as Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, is how do we interpret the contiguity here between two parts of the Gemara. The Gemara starts with the statement of Rava and then goes on to tell us the story of Rabba and Rab Zera. Rabba shechted Rab Zera. According to one opinion, the Gemara is illustrating that that's how we paskin, Chayev Inish Libesume. According to the other opinion, it means no. The Gemara wants to tell you that we're rejecting Rava Laloch and we don't get drunk. However, everyone seems to assume that he has to drink more than his usual amount, but not to get shikar, according to that mandiyama, the Bir Halacha, we saw in the Mishnah Bura, says, how could it be that Chazal would ask of us or require of us something which is considered a michshal gadol in all of Tanakh? And he tries to, in a sense, water it down a little bit, or soften it a little bit, shall we say, by saying that the obligation to get drunk on Purim is fundamentally a reflection of Zichron HaNisim. And therefore, obviously, he doesn't want to get drunk to the point where he doesn't remember the Ness. We studied at great length the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, that the Chiyuv to get drunk on Purim is a continuous Chiyuv of drinking. When he gets drunk, ad lo yada, he's potur, but the shear of the mitzvah is to continue to drink. We discussed the Rambam, which is somewhat ambiguous. The Rambam writes, shose yayin ad shiistaker v'yiradeim b'shikrus. And does the Rambam mean that you just fall asleep and then you yotze the mitzvah? And basically the poskim, especially Mikroi Kodesh, point out that that's an incorrect reading of the Rambam. The Rambam certainly requires that you drink, but the Adlo Yoda, you could be Makayim by falling asleep, but you fall asleep because of the amount that you drank. And we mentioned in the name of the Shalmei Toda, one of the contemporaries, that the mitzvah is shikrus. The question is, what darga of shikrus? There's a lower level of shikrus and a higher level of shikrus. The Rambam says, until you get to the point where you fall asleep, mitocha shikrus, and then, since you don't know the difference, shinarab hamam baruch mardachai, that's when you have fulfilled your chiv of shikrus. That's what adlo yada means. We discussed the Beis Yosef, who brings the Orchas Chaim, lo shi yistakeh shashikrus isur gomor v'yein lecha avera gedola mizu. So that represents really the opinion that we saw in Rabbeinu Ephraim, but perhaps even in a more extreme way, to avoid shikrus, but rather yishte yoser milimudo ma'at. We quoted the Sfasemes in Megillah. According to the Sfasemes, it doesn't mean that we're required to get drunk until Adlo Yoda, but rather that the entire day should be dedicated to Mishta. Until Adlo Yoda Adayin Hachiv Olav. And therefore the Hisaskus b'mishta, not the Ishtakrus, is the mitzvah according to the Sfasemes. Now, the question as to whether or not L'chayev Inish L'Besume is a Chiyuv Gomur or it's only a mitzvah, the Hagos Maimonides quotes the Rav Yom, L'chayev Inish L'Besume Puriya Delo Yoda Kol Hani L'Mitzvah V'Alma V'Lo Li'Akev. It sounds like he's reducing it from a level of a Chov Gmura to just a mitzvah and that's it. The Maharil seems to maintain that same position. He writes, "Hode Omar Rava Chayev Adam Libsume Vaday Mitzvah Bialmahu Hachi Mashma Lishna Mechayev Adam V'Taima Diyamei Mishtiksiv V'Ika Mishteh Below Shikrus." So the real Chiyuv, according to the Maharil, is Mishteh, and that can be fulfilled without Shikrus. And the Torah says, "V'Tzochshi Yistaker." Shishtakir ad deloyoda, etc. It would sound like instead of mechayev inish, it's tzorech shishtakir. Perhaps the Torah is hinting that it's not an absolute chiyuv. The takonas chachom was not to establish such a chiyuv, but rather it's a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, says chayev inish lebesume b'paraya, and that would indicate that it's a chiyuv. He copies the Gemara as is, verbatim, word for word, without making the change that the Torah made. And that would seem to indicate that's a chov gemura. The Bir Halacha, on the other hand, quotes the same language that we saw in the Maharil, when we kovakom kol zel a mitzvah, velo li akev. Indicating that the mitzvah is to be osek, in mishteh, but not necessarily to get drunk. We mentioned, and we studied this at great length last time, the Brisker Rav, that on Purim, Shtias Yayin is not a method or a means to achieve a Kiyum Simcha as it is on Yontif, but rather the Shti itself is the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's the end unto itself. And that's why Megillas Esther says Mishteh V'Simcha, meaning Mishteh itself is the Guf HaMitzvah. And then there's also a separate independent mitzvah of Simcha. So just to summarize, what we've seen is that there's machlokes amongst the poskim, whether Shtias Yayin on Purim is a chova, whether it's a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume it's a chova gemura, but the Bir Halacha paskins, like the Maharil, and like the Rav Yo came before the Maharil and the Tur, it's le mitzvah below li akev. How much does he have to drink? Or how much should he drink? Is a machlokas haposkim? Rashi says lishtaker. The Bach also initially says that, but quotes other shitos. And Rabbi Yisrael Misalanta says, yishte yayin ad shishtaker v'ya'aved es tzlilus hadas shlo yeda lahavdil ben or homon l'baruch Mordechai. And that seems to be the opinion of this particular school of thought. We're talking about really getting drunk. And again, we pointed out that the Torah changes the language of Rava from Mechayev Inish to Tzorech Sheishtaker. The Rambam, we discussed and we came to the conclusion that you have to drink until he falls asleep, and that's going to be the kiyum of Adlo Yoda. The Ramah seems to codify the Rambam, the halacha like the Rambam. Ein tzarech lishtakir kol kach el yishte yosem ilimuda v'yishan. When we talk sheyishan, ein yodeh ben or homon l'baruch Mordechai. And the Mishnah Berurah writes about these words of the Ramah, v'chein roi lasos. And many people, as we said last time, will drink and drink until they get so tired they fall asleep. There's, on the other polar extreme, those who are opposed to the drinking and getting drunk on Purim. We had the Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchas Chaim with a very harsh language, the Sfasemes, and way before them we saw that in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim. If that be the case, then we could say that, according to that school of thought, Yishteh Ma'at Yoser Mehergelo. He should drink a little bit more than he usually drinks. The Bir Halacha also quotes the Me'iri, and the Me'iri writes, Ein onu mitzuvim lehishtaker ulahafchis atzmeinu mitoch hasimcha, shalom nitztaveinu al simcha shal holus v'shal shtus. This Me'iri would seem to contradict the Brisker Rav, who says, as we saw before, that drinking for the purpose of drinking is the key of drinking, and that's it. The Me'iri talks about drinking to bring oneself to the state of simcha, and not drinking to bring oneself to the state of holus and shtus. We're talking about simcha shel tainug, he says, and that's the simcha of avas Hashem yisparach hodala nisim shasalanu. The Chayadam also warns us not to drink too much. Like, for example, he gives Netilas Yadayim, Brachos, Birkas Hamazon, or Mincha, Ma'ariv, all these davening, and he'll end up in a state of Kalas Rosh, Mutav Shalo Yishtaker, but V'chol Maisav Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim, and that last, you know, that last line of the Chayada really summarizes or captures the middle of the road Shita, namely, that everything that we do should be L'Shem Shamayim. A very fine summary, an overview of all the shitas in one of the contemporary tshuvas, one of the sfarim that's written by one of the rabbonim in Bnei Brak, the Shalmi Toda. He has an essay called Be'inyan Se'uda V'Simcha B'Purim U'Bedin Chayav Inish L'Psume B'Purayu. He begins by quoting the Ramah in Tofresh Sadi Hey that we mentioned before. Yesh omrim di'ein tzarech lishtaker kol kach el yishte yoser milimudo v'yishan. The Ramah that says that once you fall asleep because you drank, therefore you don't know the difference between Or HaMon u'Baruch Mardechai. And he goes on to trace the source of this Ramah to the Sefer Kolbo, the Beis Yosef in the name of the Or HaChaim, that he shouldn't get drunk because that would be an Isur Gamur. And therefore the Ramah says, just drink a little bit more, or a lot more than you used to, until you fall asleep, and you Mekayim Adelo Yoda. Then he mentions the Mishnah Berurah, who really waves the flag in favor of the Ramah, V'chein Roy Lassos, and Chayev Inish Lepsui Purayu. We said that a person, Al Derech Hatzachus, Purayu means Mita, the Gemara Bab Metzia, we studied that last time, Yispasim HaShiyishan B'Mita, until he finally goes to sleep in the bed. The Shulchan Aruch omits mention of Shena, of sleeping. It sounds like he's taking the Gemara literally, and it's Ad Delo Yoda, and he's not asleep. The Ramah does quote Yesh Cholkim, another opinion, that says against the Mashmos and the Mechaber, as we discussed earlier, just to drink a little bit more than he's used to drinking. This is something we want to keep in mind, that although the Ramah quotes this opinion that it's enough to fall asleep, basing himself on the Rambam, of course, there's nothing in the Shulchan Aruch about falling asleep. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ad Delo Yoda. And then the Rambam speaks about Shosei Yayin, and it seems that from the Rambam, number one, a person should drink until the point that he gets tired and he sleeps, and number two, he should be drinking Yayin. So that, according to the Shalmi Toda, in the context of this discussion about the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that the mitzvah is Shikrus, but as we said over and over again, there are different madregas of Shikrus, and the Rambam's madrega of Shikrus is sleeping, falling asleep. So that means drink a limited amount, obviously more than usual, and then fall asleep. He quotes the Emek Bracha in the name of Rav Yisrael Salanter, and that the mitzvah is a continuous mitzvah of Mishta and Simcha during the entire day of Purim. Adlo Yada is not a shir in the Kima mitzvah, but rather it's a ptur. He quotes the Sfas Emes,
And basically, what you have here, the Shalmi Toda, to a large extent, is an overview of everything that we learned. He quotes a sefer. He quotes a sefer called the Chafetz Chaim Chayav Upa'olo, and he tells us about Rabbi Yisrael Salant that he, Rabbi Yisrael, worked very hard to try to fulfill this mitzvah on Purim Kipshuta. He drank much more than he was used to, but no matter how hard he would try, he couldn't get drunk. And he was able to speak lucidly in Divrei Torah with his Talmidim. He was able to constantly distinguish between the miracle of Gedulas Mordechai and the miracle of Mapolas Haman. And he basically said that although I'm obligated in Ur Haman and Baruch Mordechai Deloyada, but I'm an Onus and Onus Rachmona Patre. Meaning that Rabbi Yisrael held that Meikar Adin, the mitzvah, is to reach a state of shikrus, not just to drink and get a little bit drunk, but really to reach that state of shikrus. But Rabbi Yisrael himself was honest, he could not achieve that mitzvah. Then the Shalmei Toda quotes a sefer called Tosefes Ma'aser Rav, which tells us about the anhagos of the Gaon. And it seems like the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, would make a suda immediately after tefillah. Then he would sit at his table the entire day. He would eat, he would drink, and he tried to be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiyuv of ad delo yada, during at the evening time when it was time for Birkas HaMazon, and following that tefillas arvis, he was able to be in complete control of himself, pagyeno. That was the madrega of the Gaon. He quotes a sefer called the Amud Eish, telling us about the Maril Diskin, who was the Rav in Brisk, that on Purim he would get very, very drunk, as the statement of Chazal of Rava. And he writes in his letters that on Purim, last Purim, he says, Higiani, Betziruf Chidushei Doraisa Shalal Lios Oz Osek Bechiv Odom Lipsume lo yachilnu l'shtamutim in yilinyim v'yat achrei asher gamarti o inyan alaz hisponanti mihat bidvarov. He writes about someone who sent him a letter, and the letter arrived on Purim. The letter had chidushei Torah, and I was unable, that's what Maril Diskin said, to read the letter and understand it properly because I was being mekayim in the midst of ad delo yada. The siddur, the famous siddur of Beis Yaakov, which is from the Gaon Rav Yaakov Emdin, writes in Hilchas Purim Chayv Lipsumi Lishtos Yosemi Limudo Velo Yishtaker. And in the Laws of Suda, he writes Chayv Inish Lipsumi Pray ad delo yada. And it would seem that he writes that the Chacham Tzvi, in his younger years, would be mekayim this mitzvah kimamora, and ein ador yotzim mipshuta, tzofen bo sod gonuz liyodei chen, that there's some secret here for those who know the secrets of the Torah that is hidden deep below the surface of this chiyuv, of this mitzvah. On the other hand, the Shalmei Toda quotes the Ran and others, who in turn quote the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that from the story of Rabba and Rab Zera, we come to the opposite conclusion, that the statement of Rav Chai Vinish Sumi was rejected la'alocha, and that's brought down in many, many Sfarim in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Pri Chadash on the other hand writes that this pirish of Rabbeinu Ephraim is not true, it's not correct. Because if that be the case, then why did Rav Zera try to avoid having a suda with Rabba the following year? Shouldn't it have been quite clear that once they saw the terrible kilkul that came on the first round, that they would avoid that kind of drinking and drunkenness on the next round. The answer is that they were chayav again the next year. But, you know, the fear of Rav Zeira was justified. He didn't want to get into a situation again where he might not survive it. But then the Pri Chodesh makes an about face, and he writes that Ata now, Hadoris Mekulkolim, our generations have gone down, we're not on the level of the Amoraim, and therefore we should accept Rabbeinu Ephraim, we should drink a little bit more than we normally do, and that should be sufficient. He does point out that we should be drinking a little bit more than we drink on a regular Yontif, and that's enough to be Yotzei Zayin, the mitzvah of Chayav Inish Lebesume. To be our halacha, quotes the Chayi Adam, and we've seen this before, that if a person realizes about himself that he'll be careless about one of the mitzvahs, whether it's Netilas Yadayim, Bracha, Birkas Hamazon, or Tefillah, therefore he should avoid getting drunk, he should avoid some sort of state which he describes as Kalas Rosh, and Kol Maisavim Midei Shamayim. In the Kitzur Shunach, a person who's weak by his teva, and he knows that he'll be mezalza with a mitzvah, better that he shouldn't drink, but v'chol ma'isav yu l'shem shamayim. And therefore, in our time, summarizes the Shalmei Toda, many are mekil, and they rely on the Pri Chodesh, and others, Rav Yaakov Emden, and others who say that if a person is weak, and there's a suspicion that he might come to kilkul, he should rely on Rabbeinu Ephraim and just drink a little bit more than he's used to. And Akolafia Inyan, everything is sort of subjective. Every person has to know himself and see what he's capable of doing. And those who come to a state of drunkenness, and as a result, they do things that are humiliating, it's better that they shouldn't get drunk. Roy Lehem Li Monami Shikris Kazu. And rather, they should take the middle approach, that of the Ramah, to drink more than they usually do, and then fall asleep. That's the way to do it. And he writes, and this is going to be a very important line that we want to come back to, later, lo yitzaru es iman. You know, they shouldn't get their parents upset. And even if a person knows about himself that he won't get to the state of shikris in which he might violate an isurim, but nevertheless, in such a case, he should avoid getting drunk. And the Bir Halacha B'Chalal says that the Din Shikrus is L'mitzvah, but lo L'ikuva, it's not an absolute Chiyuv. Although we saw that many of the Rishonim and the Poskim assume and formulate a Chiyuv. Then he asks the following question. This is the last paragraph in this very long presentation of the Shalmei Toda. Do we require wine? Can whiskey suffice? And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah Zayin Amud Beis that we studied. The Gemara there does not mention yayin. However, the Rama mentions yayin, Rashi mentions yayin, and if you look in the Gilyoni Ashas in Megillah, which was authored by Rav Yosef Engel, he quotes a tshuva of the Radbaz. The Radbaz vacillates on this point. He speaks about someone who took upon himself a neder, not to drink wine, and is he allowed to drink wine of mitzvah? And the examples that he gives are Kiddush, Dalet Kosos, and Purim. Now, if you could be Mekayim on Purim, the mitzvah with other mashkim, why does he want to be Mater the Neder for the sake of Yayin? Let him be Mekayim the mitzvah with Shar Mashkim. Well, so the Rokeach indicates that Mishta Yayin, that he's got to drink wine. What's the source for these Rishonim and Poskim that you have to drink wine? And if you take a look in the Avudraham, the Eliyahu Rabba, and others, they write that all the nisim that took place back at the time Barasu Madai, well, Ayidei Mishta Yayin, and therefore Zechel Ines, we drink wine. That's the kiyum of the mitzvah. And therefore, Tiknu Lipsume, Al yidei yayin dafka, because al yidei yayin nasu anisim, and that's the kiyum of zichron anes dafka b'yayin. This would seem to be codified in the codes of the Chayyadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and other sfarim. The mitzvah is yayin. However, if you look in some of the more contemporary sfarim, they write that mitzvah amuvchar to drink yayin, but that's not likuva, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah b'shar mashkin amashakrim as a fallback position. And I think that that's what the poskim are going to advocate for those who find that drinking wine gets them a little bit sick and they don't feel comfortable drinking wine. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvas, he also has in Siman Tafresh Sarihei, an overview of Chayiv Onesh L'Besume. He talks about this issue of whether you need wine. He points out the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the word wine, but Rashi and the Rambam emphasize wine. The Radbaz seems to mention wine in this context. And because the Yayin was the conduit for all the miracles that happened at the time of Achashverosh through Mishta Yayin. And therefore, even though the poskim might indicate that Meikar Adin, you don't need Yayin, a person should be medayik to drink wine dafka. And the Ikar HaMishti should be Koveh al Yayin. And then, again, I don't know if I would advocate this, but he writes that he can add Mashkim HaMashakrim if he finds them pleasurable. Then he has a little bit of a paragraph, a short overview of what the Geder HaMitzvah of Chayev Adam L'Psume B'Puraya is. Yesh Omrim She'ein Tzarech L'Shtakir Kol Kach Al Yishti Yosem Yilimud V'Yishan. And others say that you have to take this literally, Ad Lo Yada. He quotes a sefer called the Yad Ephraim, who was a great personality, not for now, who writes that he had a dream, and in this dream, they revealed to him that Ad Lo Yada means Ad, but V'lo Ad B'chlal. In other words, you shouldn't get to the point of really total shikras. The Marsha, as we saw last time in Bava Metzia, is quoted here in the Piskei Tshuvas, that a person allowed to lie, Bipuraya is one of the three cases. It means he could make it seem that he got drunk when he's not really drunk. The Sfasemis writes in Megillah, we saw this, Eina kavona shemuchuyiv kol kach l'shtaker ad lo yoda, el shekol ayom muchuyiv lasok b'mishte, the ad lo yoda adayin achiyuv olav, Lafuki Mishigil Shirze Avalafilu Kodim Shirze Yotza Kolsha Osek Bimishta. And that's where pretty much it lands. And that would be a more detailed summary of what we did last time. Now a few questions that become practical as far as Chayev Inish L'Besume V'Paraya Ad Lo Yoda. What is the question of someone who finds it extremely uncomfortable to drink? He's a mitztayer, and on that we have a discussion in a sefer called the Ma'oros Nosan, which is right here. Let me get that out. This is the Shabina Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yitzhak Kuperstock, and he writes that from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Leil HaSeder, let's just read his words. Yesh l'stapik misha mitztayer o shemazik lo shtiyas yayin im chayv lidchok es atzmo lishtos. He's very uncomfortable about drinking wine. Does he have to push himself? And he writes that at first glance, you might equate it to the case of Dalid Kosas, Shulchan Aruch and Tuf, Ayin, Beis, regarding Leil HaSeder. Misha Eino Shose Yayin, Mipnei Shemaziko, Osono, Tzorech Lidchok Atzmo, Velishtos, Lekayim Mitzvahs Arba Kosas. And this is based on a Gemara in the Nedarim that tells us about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that he would not drink wine during the year, but on Leil Pesach he drank 4 cups of wine, and he had a headache from Pesach until Shavuos. There's also a story in the Yerushalmi about Rabbi Yonah, who drank Dalet Kosev Leil Pesach, Umazik Rosho Ad HaTzeres. All this is brought in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Ayin Beis. Shall we, by analogy, shall we equate this to Purim? A person should push himself even if he's mitztayer. And then the Moris Nosan offers another possibility. Yesh Tzad Lomed B'Purim, he should be more machmir on Purim than Dalet Kosos. And the reason for this is because although in the case of Pesach, we want to drink Derech Cherus, and therefore if he's going to be mitztayer, maybe he's going to fall, you know, after going to bed, maybe that's not Derech Cherus. But in Purim, it's a separate halach of getting drunk, a requirement that has nothing to do with Derech Cherus, and therefore maybe we should be even more machmir regarding Purim, and certainly with the Kal Vachomer from Pesach, Chayev Lidchok Es Atzma. However, here's where he turns the corner, and he quotes the Yavitz in the Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, and he speaks about his, Rav Yaakov Emden speaks about his father, the Gaon, the Chacham Tzvi. During his younger years, he used to take this literally and get drunk, but now, the Chacham Tzvi says in his older years, he is weaker, and drunkenness is damaging to his health, and therefore, he's not chayav. This is brought in the Shari Tshuva, and he writes that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi lo shasa l'dalet kosos, mashma d'purim lo shasa. Since the Chazal quote this statement of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi about getting, you know, drinking dalet kosos l'el pesach and getting headaches until Shavuos, it doesn't seem to apply to Purim. And in the case of Purim, if he would drink and he would have headaches, I mean the Gemara doesn't mention that, then he doesn't have to do that on Purim. Is that a real proof? Well, the Ma'oris Nosan vacillates back and forth on this. Yesh Lidchos Araya. It could be that Purim, since it comes earlier in the year, it's a month before Pesach, is therefore mitzvah bol yodcha al tachmitzena. And you're asking, so why did Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi wait until Pesach, until the Dalet Kosos? What about Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvos? He mentions the Diyun and the Achron and the Poskim about someone who would fast on Tzom Gedalia, and he will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur, and yet the poskim write he has to fast on Tzom Gedalia despite it all, because Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvos. And when he gets to Yom Kippur, okay, he's an onus, he's a chola. And he has a whole diyun here in terms of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, would he have to drink on Purim, knowing full well that he won't be able to drink on Pesach? But be that as it may, he says that Purim, it could be possible that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi fulfilled his mitzvah of drinking on Purim with other mashkim, and he didn't drink yayin. The halacha of Pesach, Derech Cherus, requires yayin, but not the halacha of shtia on Purim. Although, as we said before, it's very possible that according to many, many poskim, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Chayav Inish L'Psumei V'Purim with anything but Yayin. However, the Rambam in certain Nuschos, which you'll find in the back of the Frankel edition of the Rambam, the Shinui Nuschos, there is a Ksav Yad in the Rambam that completely omits the word Yayin. Rashi does say Yayin. Maybe Rashi's just saying that that's the Yurchid de Milsa, they used to drink wine, but not that it has to be Yayin. And the Munkancha Rebbe says in the Muki Arachayim that Rashi was describing the situation as it was. They used to get drunk with wine, but nevertheless, kol midi mashkol shispasimahem v'lav dafka yayin. Then at the end of this presentation, he quotes the Leket Yosher, who writes, Mitzvah l'shtaker l'man debosim le v'lo l'mi shemazik lo. That a person should get drunk if he enjoys it, if he's comfortable, but not for someone who will find it mazik. And perhaps he says, Kevin de chiv ashtir mishum simcha, this fits in line or reflects that shita that the shtir is in order to reach simcha, and if he hates the wine, if it damages, if it's bad for his health, and he gets sick from it, that's not going to bring him to simcha. So I think if we summarize the bottom line in the Yoris Nasan, we get the impression that even though most of his presentation he seems to be pushing for a Kal Vachomer from Dalet Kosos, but at the end he maybe backtracks a little bit and offers the possibility that someone who's weak because gets weak by drunkenness, he's not obligated to drink. And therefore, although the rios back and forth about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi are somewhat unconclusive as to whether or not Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi would drink on Purim, probably didn't drink wine, but he may have drunk other mashkim, and that itself is a very, very tricky, sticky issue in halach and the poskim, whether getting drunk on other mashkim is indeed a kiyum mitzvah that's recognized by the halach in this context. And finally, as we said, he closes the presentation with the Leket Yosher that goes back to the Tkufas HaRishonim. He was a Talmud of Trumas HaDeshen, that if his shtiyas yain is mazikalo, lo yishtaker b'purim, because the chiyuv shtiya on Purim is meant to bring him to a state of simcha and not to the opposite. Now, as far as women drinking yayin on Purim, so it seems that the first of the tshuvas that really takes us on, shall we say head on, is Rav Vosner in the Shevet Levi. And he understands, based on the Gemara Ksuvis, that Chazal are absolutely opposed to women drinking more wine than the barest minimum. And he speaks about his Hiskabrus Hayetzer. He goes as far as to say that even though her husband is present, nevertheless, the Adol Yoda does not apply. And maybe the husband is going to get to the state of Adol Yoda. And he ends up by saying, Advarim Pshutim, that the member of Rava does not address women, but rather men. If you take a look in Rav Sternbach, in Moedim Uzmanim, let me try to read at least part of his language. He says, Nira bar di af shenoshim chayovas b'chol mitzvah hayom, einam chayovim ba mitzvah lishtaker b'purim adlo yoda, she'ein derech noshim b'shikrus, women did not get drunk, that's not their derech. The Adram, he goes to the other extreme, havilei luhu isur chomur, it's a violation of an isur for the women to get drunk. And there's a possibility that they can come to Averos Chamuros. Again, you have to understand the context here. I'm not sure what this Sudas Purim looks like, but maybe if there are a lot of people at the Mishta, something might happen. Maybe not, a violation of Gilui Arayos Mamish, but who knows what he has in mind. And, we don't have to go into that. He writes, he says that ilulei aposkim amina bazed tam nochon loma einonu nisharim l'kayim mitzvus chazal ishtaka b'purim. He says, I'm a little bit reserved about this and inhibited, but I would tell you that we aren't careful about this mitzvah to get drunk on Purim, even the men. He says, v'abemokum shechazal omru chayev odom akavonis shetzorach al zeh mesirus nefesh. And here the Chazal tell us, Rava says, Chayiv Adam Lubsumi Puriyaya, And yet, the strange thing is that Anu Lon is Harim L'Kayim Mitzvah. He quotes the Rav Yaivitz, who says about his father Chacham Tzvi that during his later years he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah Kipshuta. And therefore he says that Ad Lo Yoda is Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. And it means that he shouldn't get drunk. Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. Then he quotes the Ad Ephraim, we've seen this quoted earlier, that he had a dream at night and they revealed to him that there's no takona, no chiyuv to get drunk on Purim. It's Yom Mishta V'Simcha, and the Mishta is to eat mat'amim, madanim, to drink, and that's Mishta. And Bizmanenu, he says, we can have a Mishta, like the kings have Mishta, but we don't get drunk to that point. Ein tzarich shikrus mamish. He quotes Rashi that we've seen over and over again, that the mitzvah requires drinking yayin dafka, and that's the moedim uzmanim of Rav Moshe Sternbach. At the end of the day, he says that women are not obligated to get drunk on Purim. That's not the derech of women, and it could lead to averos chamuros. What we'd like to discuss now is the question, and this will be our last halachic discussion, but I'd like to discuss a little bit more hashkafa with you, and that is the issue of parental objection with regard to this chayev onesh inish libesume. So I have here a copy of Rotz Kitzvi from Tzvi Reisman, and the title of this essay is Ha'im Av Rashoi Leser Al Beno Lishtaker Bepurim. And he writes that he came into the house of a yeshiva bach, a young boy, and he asked for yayin. I mean, the yeshiva bacher came into his house and asked for yayin. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of chayev inish l'psumi parayah. I asked him if he had rishus, he had the okay from his parents to drink wine on Purim to get drunk, and he responded that his parents are opposed to it. And they told him before he left his house that they asked him be isur chomer to drink yayin on Purim to get drunk. But this yeshiva bach expresses the opinion that he doesn't have to listen to his parents because it's a mitzvah. When it comes to the mitzvah, his parents cannot prohibit him and inhibit him from fulfilling a mitzvah. And the question is the yeshiva bach correct in his reasoning? Does he fulfill the chazal as it's written to get drunk against his parents' objection? And the first issue is, of course, whether getting drunk on Purim is a chova. Perhaps it's just a mitzvah, but it's not a real chova. The Shulchan Aruch writes chayav inish l'psumi parayu. But nevertheless, the poskim debate this question as to whether or not there is a chiyuv to get drunk on Purim. The Bir Halacha paskins, like the Rav Yoh and the Maril and others, that it's l'mitzvah but not l'ikuva. And Rashi, the Bach, Rabbi Sol Salant, as we've discussed at great length, they require drinking up until the point in which you lose it. Ya'abed es tzlilus hadas. And that's the way the Chacham Tzvi used to do it in his youth, when he was able to do so, as brought down by the Shari Tshuva. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe in his Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv writes, Misha Sameach Be'emes B'Divrei Torah Yotzi B'Zeh B'Simchas Purim B'Yena Shel Torah Achavosai Ekdoshim B'Rovan V'Nusam V'Shiflusam B'Yeni Atzmam Kimu Kipshuto Kiyadua. So the Kloisenberger is testifying about his holy ancestors that they in fact fulfill this mitzvah kipshuta. The Rama, on the other hand, says he should drink until he falls asleep. It doesn't mean that he has to drink, and get absolutely drunk. And the Rama accepts the Rambam that ain't sarch l'shtaker kakach yishte yosem milimudo. V'chein roi lasos in the Mishnah Berurah. And according to the Orchas Chaim and the Sfasemis, the Yad Ephraim, there's no chiv to drink until you get drunk, but he should drink a little bit more than he would normally drink. Now, in the light of all the above, Shtiyas Yayin Bepurim, even if we take the most, let's say, the most extreme view, is a mitzvah shel divrayim. Now, would there be any difference between a mitzvah d'orais and a mitzvah midivrayim with regard to kibud avayim? You take a look in the famous brisa in Yevamos Daf Vav, Ish imo v'yov tirosh epsosu teshmoro, yachal omar lo aviv lekoin yitamim beis hakvaris l'ashev aveda. Oh, shoyis aveda b'chutz v'omar lo lo yatsi yachal lishmolo, tamalomar ish imo v'yov tirosh epsosu teshmoro kulchem chayovim b'chvodo. And Rashi explains that since the Torah presents Shmira Shabbos contiguous with Mora Av, it wants to teach us that with all due respect to reverence for one's father, nevertheless, if he tells you to violate the Shabbos, you don't listen to him. And all this is brought down in Perek Vav Milchus Mamrim by the Rambam in Yerodeah Simon Reish Mem by the Shulchan Aruch. And the addition here of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Amalo Aviv, Laval Divrei Torah, Be Mitzah Sei, Be Mitzah Slosa Sev Afilu, Mitzvah, Shel Divrayim, Lo Yishmalo. So it means that there's no difference here between a Doraisa and a Derabanan. You do not listen to your father to violate even a mitzvah Derabanan. And therefore, if we assume that there is a chiyuv to get drunk on Purim, it's a mitzvah Divrayim, and therefore, at that level, the Yeshiva Bachur is right, and he's not obligated, he's not bound to listen, to obey his father's command in this regard. However, since we mentioned that there are other shitos, as far as the nature of this drunkenness on Purim, and it's b'chlal not clear that it is a mitzvah divrayim to get drunk on Purim, so there's still plenty of room to judge and to analyze this case. V'nira liton ladun b'taynezu al pi shitas shenis baliel ulam mitchil yesh l'ayim b'yisod mitzvahs kibud avayim ha'amnam chayavim l'shmo l'chol ma'asham remotzim l'nochel l'vakesh u'madin k'shesiru v'akrosham yigrolem tzar ha'im zu sibo l'shmo b'kol. And we may have to introduce here a totally different element into the equation here, and that is that although the fundamental definition of the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, as defined by the Rashba and many other Rishonim in that sugya in Yevamos, is that he commands you to do something that's beneficial, that's hanah for him, machila, mashkeo, malbisha, manila, etc., etc., and above and beyond that, it's not at all clear that there's a mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. If it's a mice that's not nogea directly to the father, then it doesn't come under Kibud Avayim. However, the story is not so simple. And that is because the Tshuvas Ma'arik, if a father can object to his son marrying a certain woman, and the son wants to marry this woman, so the initial response of the Ma'arik was, what's it nogea to the father? She's a good woman. His son wants to marry her. The father does not have the power to make a mechah. And this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Ma'arik, is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that there's no kibud avayim unless there's hanah for the parents. But why is the story more complicated? Because of what's called tsar. meaning that even if the scope and the extent of kibud av va'em goes up to but not beyond things that the parents have direct benefit from, nevertheless, there's another mitzvah called mora aviv, and that might have a broader scope than kibud av. Mora aviv might include any situation which could cause hardship, anguish, and pain to a parent. And possibly this would have an impact even with regard to marriage in cases where the son is going to marry a woman and there is objective reason for the parent's objection and it might cause tsar to the parents. So that if you take a look in Rav Avadya Yosef, in Yalkut Yosef, he writes, in Tzivolo Aviv Shalo Yitbol B'mikvah, So again, there are two dinim here. There's one din of kibud, which means bringing the father physical pleasure of lachil, lashkosu, etc. And then, beyond that, although there's no mitzvah of kibud, there may be a mitzvah of mora, which entails avoiding anything that could cause tsar to his parents. And therefore, certainly, when we get to some situation which is together, shall we say, Milsa de Chassidus, the Yalkut Yosef continues and he writes, Omnom im tzivo so ovim shalo yisa isha plonis ein bazem mitzvah kibud av, and that's based on the Ma'arik and the Ramo, Paskins like the Ma'arik, af she yesh li abba tzar mizem yachas she yesh li ben tzorech rav b'nesuin elu. In other words, the son needs to marry this woman. And therefore, that overrides any kind of tsar to the fathers. But we need a real push here in order to, shall we say, what word can I use, to neutralize that factor of the tsar of the father. There's got to be a real push in order to trump the tsar of Aviv and a possible violation of Mora Aviv. And if the parents are commanding their son to abstain from fulfilling a milsa de chassidus, a chumrah, and they're not telling him to violate an iser mamish, and even if in doing so they are not benefiting directly from the father, then there's reason to argue that kibud av, or at least mora av, would play a role. And the poskim write that Omar aviv libno lavral minog shenog ein lishmolo, but kshav mitzaveu lavral chumra, then that might be a different story. It depends whether that chumrah is well, shall we say, well founded in the halacha. Bishvil midi the chassidus is then, if the father is or the mother is very adamant about it, is olu lekabel chasham klol diar makla of vimo. He says maybe he should give up, be mevater on his midi the chassidus. Because at the end, Yotza Schar Bafseido, whatever Schar will get for the Bilu, the Chassidus, is counterbalanced and offset by the Tsar that he calls causes his father. So what do we do, Lamaisa, if the father expresses the objection of his drinking on Purim? The question was asked to the Grach Kinevsky, and he writes that Haben Yochel Lishtos Yayin Lishtaker, and he equates it with the case of Omer Lo Aviv Lavar Al Divrei Torah. And they asked the same question to Rav Yashuv, and he paskin that the son should listen to his father, to obey his wish. He should drink more than he's used to, but not to get drunk. He should go to sleep after he drinks. And that was also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that here in this case we rely on the Rambam and those posting before him. The Rambam seems to indicate that he doesn't have to get drunk, but he just falls asleep. And this question was asked to Rav Nissen Karelitz, and he also paskin that he should listen to his father in this case and be mekayim the ad lo yada with Shena by going to sleep. And the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is brought down in the Sefer Alicho Shlomo for Purim, and he writes, Tziva av libno shlo yishtaka b'purim yishma li aviv. He should listen to his father. And if you look at the Hagos, Divrei Halacha, he clarifies the words and the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that we should be mekayim the mitzvah like the Rambam and the Rambah, b'shtias yayin ad shiirodem b'shikruso. He drinks yosem elimudo, and he goes to sleep. That's the way he should do it. It's as if they're saying that to go beyond that, and full drunkenness, that comes under a geder of milsa d'chasidusa, and therefore, for the sake of not causing pain for his father, it's better off that he doesn't get drunk. Ha'im ben tzarech lishma b'kol horav ha'osim alav lishtos yayin. And you're talking about a katan, then he certainly has to listen to his parents. And in the case of a gadol, perhaps, you know, he can rely on himself and his own better judgment. But the bulk of the poskim are talking about a yeshiva bachar. He's still samach al shulchan aviv. He has to respect his father's wishes. And he should be very careful in this case not to get drunk. The poskim write, Ein heta latriach lahazik lahorov. And in some cases, the parents have a very good reason why the child shouldn't get drunk. The drunkenness of the child could cause them all sorts of damage. And we know what happens when people get drunk and you have to clean up after them. That's a pretty big headache. And sometimes the parents are objecting because of hololus. Sometimes the parents are objecting because they're afraid that it could be dangerous for him to get drunk. And therefore, if the father's reasoning for objecting to the child to get drunk is because he knows that when the child will get drunk, he will come to hololus and all sorts of misdemeanors, misbehaviors, then he is obligated to listen to his parents and to avoid getting drunk. Perhaps we could say that this all really boils down to the machlokes about getting drunk on Purim. If you take Rashi in the Bach, at least in the Bach's Reisha, that there's an absolute chova, this is required to get drunk on Purim, then one could certainly argue, as we saw in Rav Kanevsky, that one would not listen to his parents, that telling him to violate a mitzvah midivrayim. But if you take the Rav Yah, the Maril, the Tur, and the Bir Halacha, that it's only the mitzvah v'lo li'ikuv, then it might come under the category of milsa the chasidusa. And we saw that Rav Moshe Sternbach says that we're not makpid because our dar is different. The shikrus in this case is going to cause tsar to his parents. He should avoid it. But Rav Yashiv says that he doesn't have to listen to his parents. If the Chumrah has a source to it, and certainly one could argue that here the Chumrah is well founded in the poskim, but nevertheless one could still, I think, insist that if the parents are very adamant and they prohibit their son from getting drunk on Purim, that certainly there are those, the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah, to rely on, that the chiyuv is not to get drunk all the way, but rather he should drink more than he's used to. And that's what I think the best advice we could give to this young man is, and that certainly is the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Elyashiv, Rav Karelitz, as we said, that certainly would be, we can assume, the position of Rav Sternbach, ad velo ad bichlal. So Rabosai, what we have left to do, but I think the hour is late, is to understand the ad velo yada on more of a hashkafic level, a philosophical level, and for that we'd love to see the Sifsei Chaim of Chaim Friedlander, and a very fine article here, as usual, of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef Cohen of Chevron Yeshiva in Yemei HaPurim, but we'll have to fill that in, if we can, if Hashem gives us the koach, on a different occasion. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much.